intensely the people as this fear. This one, the other one, to get into, you're voting against somebody, not for somebody. That's really totally wrong.
Well, yeah, constitutional. The voting of the lesser two evils, as they call it.
Yeah, and, you know, I read an article about the lesser of two evils, and the guy said, what's the difference if you drive the car off the cliff at 55 miles an hour or 80? You know? So,
well, that's the truth. I told somebody that the other day. I said, you know, the person told me, well, I'm voting for Kerry because he believed that Kerry was the lesser of two evils. I said, are you Christian? And they said, yeah. I said, well, you can't vote for either one of them then because Christian ain't supposed to have nothing to do with evil. They didn't like that too well.
Well, no, they don't like it because it's like, you know, the whole thing. Discourages their patriotic thoughts, I guess, on, you know, well, we've got to do the right thing for the country. Well, the country isn't going to do the right thing for them.
Well, the country's failed them already. There's no doubt about it. We see that just what we've been talking about here with 911.
Yeah. You're absolutely right about, you know, the immigration thing. They're letting everything come across the border, but they're also round up the dissidents that are here.
Right.
And that's what the whole homeland insecurity thing is about, I guess.
Yep.
I don't know if you were in the service at all or anything years ago, but there's another thing that I believe that has shown me as asking the Lord about the patriotic thing, the patriotism. Where should I stand with some of these things or not? And he directed my thoughts to Daniel 3, where the image was set up on the coin. Mm-hmm. More or less. And when the music played, they bowed down to the image of the beast.